Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the hotline right now. Great to be joined by one of the best handicappers around for pregame.com. He's on Twitter at Fezzik Sports. Fezzik is F-E-Z-Z-I-K. Highly recommend giving him a follow on Twitter. He's two-time Super Contest winner in Vegas as well, so he knows what he's talking about. Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Steve, how are you tonight?
I am very good, and with one timeout left for the Eagles, I'd expect good chance they'll get the ball back with about 20 seconds to play in desperation mode.
Yeah, you're the best when it comes to this stuff, just knowing exactly what will stem from these situations, barring a first down here, I guess, by the New Orleans Saints. So let's put on the shelf right now, Steve, for a second, the AFC title game and the NFC title game for next week, and we'll get to that when this game's over. But let's go through these games from this weekend in terms of what we learned versus maybe what you were expecting coming into those games, or if it lined up with what you expected. We'll start with the Chiefs and the Colts, where the Colts were coming in, I feel like, as sort of a kind of a chic underdog pick in this game. But man, the Chiefs just took it to them right from the get-go.
This is the game I got wrong. I like the Indianapolis Colts, and frankly, I was shocked at how well that Kansas City defense played, particularly the Kansas City pass rush. No team in the NFL has been better at protecting their quarterback. In fact, the Colts, when they've had their left tackle and their center, both starting, they've had seven games with Costanzo and Kelly, they had not given up any sacks all year long, and they got sacked four times. KC, suspect defense, but got after Luck. That is a very good sign for them going forward.
From watching that game, what do you attribute that to, Steve? Was that just something? Was it the momentum of the game? Was it the crowd? Was it scheme? What did your eyes tell you in watching that game that was different about Kansas City, and I guess more specifically different about Indianapolis than what you expected?
You know, it sure appeared to me by my eye test that Indy struggled with the field conditions. It was slick. It was outdoors, and the footing for all their players just didn't seem to be proper. It looked like they were all on roller skates all game long.
Yeah, no question about that. The weather was undoubtedly a factor. The weather not really a factor in that second game last night, except if you were standing on the sidelines where it looked pretty swampy on the sidelines. But the field was beautiful. The Rams taking it to the Dallas Cowboys, and C.J. Anderson, Steve. See, I'm sure if I don't know what the prop bet was on C.J. Anderson rushing yards, but it felt like he was probably over that by the end of the middle of the first quarter last night.
You know, what was probably most remarkable, if you had told me C.J. Anderson was going to run for over 100 yards, how much would I have bet that Gurley would not have gotten 100 yards, and yet he managed to do so? The fact that C.J. got more runs makes me question the health of Gurley, but you can make the argument that if C.J. Anderson keeps playing as well as he's playing, is it really that big of a factor?
Yeah, and I'm curious, Steve, I know you rank quarterbacks and head coaches and things like that when you power rank things, along with actually power ranking the teams, obviously. Sean McVay is an interesting one because everybody's trying to hire anybody lately that has anything to do with Sean McVay. Where do you have Sean McVay on your head coaching power rankings?
Oh, he's right at the top. He's below Belichick, who's number one, but he's right there with Andy Reid and Sean Payton as far as my favorite coach. And frankly, a whole lot of it is just being aggressive. The good coaches just realize this, and we saw it with the Saints in this game, down 14-0. How many bad coaches punt fourth and inches, and the Saints went for it? I would argue that one decision turned the entire game.
So you just named, you know, when we brought up McVay, obviously you bring up Belichick, he's the master, but Reed and Peyton were the other two names you bring up. The Saints are taking knees right now because they were able to get a first down, so it will be Saints hosting the Rams in the NFC title game. These are your top four coaches in your power rankings, it sounds like. Is that accurate?
It is, and what's remarkable is that I've tried to do a power ranking of coaches, and once I get past, like, number six, I kind of don't even want to put anyone out there because there's so many holes in their game management that it's very difficult for me. But all four of those, very, very good.
And I'm curious, and we're talking to Steve Fezzik of pregame.com, world-class handicapper, joining me on the show. The top four coaches, I'm going to guess the quarterbacks are not, these are good quarterbacks, but not the top four quarterbacks. I'm sure Goff is an outlier. Where do you have Mahomes, Brady, Breeze, and Goff in your quarterback rankings?
Well, yeah, Mahomes, obviously MVP, and I would still put him in the top five in the playoffs. I'm concerned about his experience, but Breeze and Brady are still right there at the top. So absolutely still getting world-class play out of them. I'm concerned, of course, about Goff. If without that play-action passing being effective with Gurley, he really struggled at the back end of the year. He's much more slightly below average in terms of quarterback play.
Yeah, and he's going to have to go on the road now and play the New Orleans Saints. We'll get to the AFC and NFC title games with Steve Fezzik here in just a moment. But earlier today, Steve, the New England Patriots, quite frankly, a lot like the two games yesterday, just built a double-digit lead and then never looked back. This was the I know on the final scoreboard it wasn't the biggest blowout, but this felt like the biggest blowout of these first three games, with the Patriots building a 38-7 lead early in the second half. What did we learn from that game earlier today?
I don't know if we learned that much about the teams. I'm going to be honest about this game. This is a line that I predicted all of the analytics handicappers, the younger guys, would be on the Chargers. Why? Because the Chargers are every bit as good as the Patriots. But it did not matter, because the situation and this spot was tremendous for New England. The Chargers had to play Baltimore two out of three games, very tough physical team, and they'd had to travel to Denver, then to Baltimore, then, of course, to Boston, flying back to L.A., and they played in 26 degrees. I could argue this is one of the greatest spots of the year for a New England team that has been home for a month and had two easy games, week 16 and 17. It did not surprise me that New England smashed the Chargers. However, I wouldn't read too much into it in terms of trying to make New England any better than the other surviving teams in this playoff.
Interesting, and we'll throw in there the Chargers were kicking off at 10:05 a.m. their body clock time. Are you a believer in that negative body clock, or do you think that the odds makers have kind of caught up to that as a handicapping facet?
They've largely caught up to it. It is still a factor. I think it's much more of a factor when the week before you played an evening game or even a late game. When you played two early games back-to-back weeks, I don't think it matters nearly as much.
Steve Fezzik joining me on CBS Sports Radio. We'll hit the AFC and NFC title games here in just a minute, Steve, but this game just wrapped up here, the Saints and the Eagles. The Eagles jumped out to a 14-0 lead, and then the Saints scored the next 20 points of the game, and they kind of ride it home. Turnovers hurting the Eagles, obviously, after they built that 14-0 lead. What did we learn from this game?
Well, I think we learned that the Saints might well be vulnerable, because, frankly, this was the fifth road game the last 6 weeks for the Eagles, and it really... You could argue that the Saints should have absolutely been able to handle the Eagles easily with all those injuries in the secondary. For them to have struggled as much as they had, and for this game to basically, in terms of forecasting who's going to win the game, and it's close to 50-50 in many spots, I have concerns about what I saw out of the Saints today.
Interesting. Okay, well, let's start with the AFC title game. Next week, it'll be Kansas City hosting the New England Patriots. What are you seeing as the early lines and totals for this game?
Yeah, so opening line just came up a couple minutes ago. It's the Saints laying 3 to 3.5. I see threes and I see 3.5 on the screen. Total on the game, 56.5. It should well be a shootout.
Okay, so that's the NFC title game. The AFC title game, Chiefs hosting the Patriots. What are you seeing for the line and total on that game?
I apologize, Sean. I can't do anything that isn't in rotation order, apparently. Kansas City is in the late game is laying 3, and the total on that game is 57 as well. So let's think about this. Vegas is essentially saying, and I agree with them, that these four teams are pretty much equal teams. And so you get three for the home field advantage, and that's why the Saints and Kansas City are both laying -3.
Well, and those are gigantic totals historically for, I mean, those are like Super Bowl level totals, 57, and I didn't hear, I know it was mid-50s on the first game that you said. I heard you guys talking on the podcast, the Dream Podcast earlier this week, which I love. That's RJ Bell's Dream Podcast. And I've been using some of the numbers that you guys brought forth about this round of the playoffs with the top five DVOA offensive teams still being alive this weekend and the top seven defensive teams all being eliminated by this weekend. And I guess we're seeing that reflected in these totals in these conference title games, right?
Absolutely. And the Football Outsiders does a great job. They trademarked that DVOA, just a fancy term for how good are you on offense and how good are you on defense. And Baltimore and Chicago were the two really good defenses in the playoffs, and they didn't survive the first round. And obviously Rams, New Orleans, New England, Kansas City, and we have four top offenses with some suspect defenses, and they are the final four, Sean, offense wins in the NFL.
Yeah, this, and we saw it in the head coaching hires. No question about that. Last thing, Steve, before I let you go, I know you're really good when it comes to kind of smelling which way the lines might move on this thing. Do you have any sense early on as to where you might expect the line to move, if at all, this week?
Yes, New Orleans is better than the Rams, and that dome is worth 3.5 points, not three for home field. If you like the New Orleans Saints, I would lay the -3, which is available at a few spots right now. Right now, I think that spread will go up to 3.5 or 4.
All right, there it is, at Fezzik Sports, and you can get all of his stuff on pregame.com as well. Highly recommend you go check him out there. And I mentioned the Dream Preview. That podcast is one of the best, RJ's podcast, when it comes to breaking everything down. I know you guys will be doing a great job on that this week, right, Steve?
I'll be working hard on it long into the night here to be ready this coming week.
Well, good, man. I'm glad we're able to catch up. Looking forward to doing it again. If you're ready to do it again next week, we will certainly, by then, have possibly a Super Bowl to dig into. So let's do it again next week if we can.
Love it. I'll talk to you next week, Sean.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.